This is John Griffiths with a one-off podcast, which I'm going to make available. You're very welcome to listen to it, but it's very specific about the experience of publishing 98% Pure Potato using Unbound. So it's really the experience of using a publisher. So this may be your cup of tea or it's not, but if you're a writer, I think you probably will be quite interested. So hopefully in subsequent weeks, I will get back to other podcasting on other topics. But as I said, this one is all about what I wish I'd known when I set out to publish using Unbound. So just to explain, my name is John Griffiths, and together with Tracy Follows, our book 98% Pure Potato, about the origins of account planning in UK advertising, was published by Unbound in July of 2016, 4 years after we started the project. So here are a dozen things I wish I'd known as an Unbound author, which nobody told me. Now I have learned these things, then if you're an author in waiting, then you too can get ahead of the game. It's nearly 5 years after we started to work with Unbound, and they still haven't come up with a briefing for writers, so it's not unreasonable of writers to tell one another what they might expect. The Facebook forum of Unbound authors is one of the strongest assets that Unbound have if they do use it, but certainly as an Unbound author, I found that really useful. So, I wish I'd known, one, how long the process would take. I imagined that once the online crowdfunding stage finished, that the production process would also be digital and more efficient. It isn't. And at this stage, Unbound has the money for publication up front, so there's no particular urgency for them, and they are publishing a lot of books, so you just have to wait in the queue. So the contract that you sign says that it will take them up to a year to print it. Yes, they really can take that long. Now, this isn't that unusual, because I've seen other publishers publish timelines of 2 to 3 years to get a book out. So the publishing industry doesn't work particularly fast, but the actual processes for putting a book together can be done much, much quicker. I know people that could do it in a matter of weeks. So I wish I'd known, too, how hard you have to work to find your audience. You don't know enough people to fund a book if you are crowdfunding ahead of time. So crowdfunding needs to reach the friends and colleagues of your friends and colleagues. You have to get funding from these people at 2 and 3 degrees of separation. Most of the social media platforms like Facebook available to you are echo chambers that just send you round and round to the same people, and they can get quite annoyed. But Twitter can help you away from the bubble of your immediate friends and followers, so that's certainly worth looking at. So be wise and be persistent. Funding takes stamina rather than a dash. But if you do have the stamina and endurance to persist, it will happen. So I wish I had known, three, that the more often you rewrite the book, the better it gets. Tracy and I went through 5 drafts before publication. I knew that writing a book involved lots of revisions, but somehow I thought that I could keep it down to a single rewrite. How wrong I was. Most of the responsibility for style is left to you. Unbound don't have the time to rewrite the book for you. The usual rules of writing apply. You need to read writers who are better than you and to write lots yourself. It's like running. The more often you go out and pound the streets, the easier it gets. During the year of writing the first draft, I blogged every single working day as well, till it felt odd that every day I didn't write. I used every trick I could think of to keep writing and not to stop, and to reward myself when that writing took place and I hit particular deadlines. I wish I had known, four, the importance of getting people to read and review early drafts to give you feedback, and also to give some early reviews that you can tuck in your back pocket and use to promote the book when it comes out. We didn't do nearly enough of this for various reasons. Reviews take ages to get out of people. They have to get the book and then read it before they review it. So definitely recommend that you do that ahead of time. And even if you don't use the review, feedback is always useful, even if they may not like the book as much as you do. I wish I'd known, five, the way in which Unbound works in terms of the copies they produce. What they do is they produce a special edition on which they can lavish their attention to detail. That's what they call the special, and that is what is given to pledgers who have asked for a signed copy or ordered a copy ahead of time. Now, this is very different from the trade edition, which is printed for the distributor and sold in shops or through Amazon, and the distributor makes all the decisions about the production values. Now, if the first copy, which is what happened to us, that you see as a trade edition, you may be a little disappointed because, well, it looks quite ordinary. And what's even more strange is that Unbound will tell you how ordinary it is, because in their own mind, what they're really focusing on is the special edition, where it should look very good indeed, and I can confirm that it does. It wasn't until the book was out that I knew the difference, and I really wish that someone had sat us down and showed us the difference between a special edition and an ordinary edition so we understood the difference. But it obviously takes you aback after all that time if you see an ordinary edition and think, is that it? I wish I'd known 6, the relationship between the publisher and the distributor. Our cover design and publication date were approved with the distributor before we were consulted. But to give credit, we successfully challenged both. But it means as an author, you need to keep up to speed, otherwise decisions will be taken that you may not agree with. And after publication, you are dependent on the distributor, but you will have no direct contact with them. I once rang the distributor, which was PRG, to order copies of my own book at the author's trade discount, and I asked how many were left in stock. They told me to ask the publisher, so they have a policy of not talking to authors. And we have the same situation with ebooks, that the statistics and the choice of keywords, because those are set up by Unbound directly with Amazon, means that we can't see sales statistics and those sorts of things. That's for us to use other tools to find out. But basically that's not made available except to the publisher. I wish I'd known 7, that production schedules stretch endlessly and you have no control. There is first a review stage, and then a copy editing stage, and then a proofing stage. And Unbound use freelancers to do all this work. And the volume of work they're putting through means that if the freelancers need more time, they get it. Our copy editing ran over by 50% on the schedule we were told they were following. So did proofing. And this meant that as authors, we had very little time to review changes and to send them back, because the pros had taken our time. So we were holding things up if we didn't turn things around at double speed. And as working people, we thought that Christmas and Easter could be used by us to do the proofing. As it turned out, the freelancers took all the spare time, leaving us to proof first thing in the morning and late at night. Not the best time to be doing it. So getting a schedule out of the publisher would be very helpful if they stuck to it. But the pressure to stop the schedule getting even more out of kilter fell on us. We repeatedly asked for a schedule because, Tracy and I being people working in advertising, we are driven by deadlines. But Unbound never gave us a schedule that was a real one. I wish I'd known 8, the worth of being an Unbound author. If this is sounding a little negative, it isn't intended to. I'm proud to be an Unbound author because now there's a book out and I've met other Unbound authors. I know a lot better what gets published and what the publisher has set out to do. And it is interesting to compare what would happen if you published yourself instead of going through a publisher. You would probably end up using a very similar route of using freelancers to copy, edit, and to proof. An author I know, I think I've said, used, instead of a publisher, took his book from conclusion to printing in just 1 month. So you can go to press quicker than professional publishers. But what Unbound brings to the table is their own expertise, their house style, and a stable of eclectic titles. And I can say, as someone who's bought several Unbound books, that there is above average production quality. So as an Unbound author, you're a member of an exclusive but growing club. The titles also carry with them a reader base who like well-written and well-produced books. I've yet to read a duff one. And so therefore, you can also expect to attract some readers who are drawn by the brand reputation of Unbound. I wish I had known 9, that the publicity never stops. You really need to be aiming to sell 6 copies a day. That's every single day. Roughly 200 a month and shifting 2,500 a year to be an established author for each book that you publish. The more sustained your launch and the more reviews you get, the more likely you are to reach that magic number, but you never stop promoting. I wish I had known 10, that you need more than one title to keep your readers' attention. Once they've read your book, you need something else for them to read. And the value of having a handful of titles out there, I call them a fleet or a flotilla, is that if you self-publish, you've got control over the price. You can do multi-buys or sample offers. You can switch people from one title to another one. And with a title published by Unbound, you have limits to what you can do with the price because you have a distributor and retailers to keep happy. Unbound can't help you with this, so for me the next skill is to learn to self-publish so I can put titles around the core title and keep the momentum going. I wish I'd known 11 about making changes to your manuscript. It's actually not that complicated. You can download a copy of Adobe Acrobat and rent it for something like a tenner a month. Once you've worked out how to install the right font, you can upload the PDF of your manuscript in there and make small changes. Now, you have to be careful because writers aren't copy editors and it's easy to muck up the manuscript, but it is possible to make changes. And the issue that we found is that Unbound was simply too busy to make those changes, although apparently we do have a copy with changes on the way to us now. I wish I'd known 12, and lastly, that getting out can be complicated because the price that you think you've got by getting a book published isn't inclusive. So for some reason, I still don't understand, Unbound allow the cover designers to keep their rights. So you have to buy your cover back from the designer. And even that isn't enough because apparently the font and the image, you have to recover those rights as well. So you really do have to unbundle quite a lot to get control of it again. So it does take energy to do, and it does make you ask the question, well, is it your book or isn't it? And apparently no, but that is just something to be aware of, that although you may have signed rights to get the book published, it's not that straightforward if you are moving the book anywhere else. So that concludes my 12 learnings from being an Unbound author, and I hope that's helpful. And Unbound, I know, are talking about putting some kind of booklet or guide out to brief authors, but this will have to do in the interim just based on the experience that we had. Thanks for listening.